shirt and you said, "At home with the Knight family?" Real good, very clever, Keith. I see him on the road and think he's going to put a chair through my thorax.
Well, you know, it's not like you always defend me or anything in those situations, bub. When you went up to Eric Lindros of the Flyers at the ESPYs and told him he should come over and threaten to kick my ass, I mean, what was the idea there, Dan? If he'd hit me, I would have been drooling the drool of regret out of my ear instead of out of my mouth. And anyway, pal, it backfired on you. We wound up buddies.
Oh, we won't hear about that in the pages to come, will we? It'll be Eric Lindros this, Eric Lindros that, my new best friend Eric Lindros, and blah, 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 blah.
And it'll be coming soon, dear friends. Anyway, jealousy does not become you, Dan. As ABBA sang...
Enough with the ABBA, all right? We've got a book to start here, and you're babbling on about four singers nobody remembers anymore. Meanwhile, everyone out there is going to get the impression that we hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Keith and I have been friends since we worked together years ago at CNN. I was even at his going-away party. Keith gave me some very good advice on my career, and to repay him, I've carried him professionally since he joined me on the big show.
Oh, now I get it, Dan. This is a fictional account of the program. Well, all right, let's get started, whatever it is, shall we? But one thing first, Dan.
And that is?
You need some more rouge.
Oh, yeah, original. We'll start with a sort of glossary of terms, those catchphrases everyone questions us about.
Apparently, we live in a time now, and the catchphrase is American.